Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Kevin and Cher.
Good morning, everybody.
So good to be here and turn the light of Jesus Christ on in our lives today and every day. Today is the day the Lord has made, Cher. And I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. What do you think?
I think that's a song, but that's really good. I mean,
this is the day.
You're going to sing it today. For us? It's a
Monday.
Little early.
Of
it's
all Monday. Days, Monday is the day the Lord has made. Most people would argue that point.
I like all the energy you're bringing in. I'm feeling
They'd
a little
say,
sleepy.
No. Lord never would bring Monday. You know? They had a good weekend. We hope you guys had a great weekend.
Oh, man.
We had a blast at church yesterday. Yeah. If you haven't been to church in a little while, you know what? Go back. It's okay. You know, you'll live. It's not a COVID farm. It's the house of God. And, you can actually be a blessing to other people, be a part of the body of Christ.
Yes.
So,
I
don't know why. I just felt led to encourage people. Man, go back to church. Find a good Bible-believing church near
right.
your home. Plug in, be a part of it, and help your local pastor fulfill the vision of God in your community.
Come and help Pastor Kevin. He needs some help.
Oh, yeah. You can come over here, too, for sure. But I'm saying, everybody.
Listen to this.
Find a church.
I want to tell you really quickly. Yeah. I had a gathering at my house this weekend, and Holy Spirit is moving. Wow.
So exciting, guys.
Wow. I had a dream like 3 or 4 months ago that 62 people came to my house, and this gathering used to be 10 people.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, what in the world? I don't know. I mean, I knew it was a God dream.
Yeah,
exactly. I was just kind of like, how do I prepare for that, Lord? I don't know.
I know.
And man, 62 people on the dot came, and was fire. Oh my gosh, it was so fun.
I love that.
I
think God's moving in
church. He's
moving in houses. He's moving in communities.
Yes, where the Holy Spirit is being allowed to do what he wants to do.
Yeah.
There is a major move of God. And so, find one of those places and plug in and get to be a part of it, because it is exciting. We're seeing people healed all the time.
Yes.
And
we've
gifts
been getting
being
a ton
given.
Of testimonies
yeah.
at the church. And I know you've had some at your group
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, there's just a shift happening. And if you're not experiencing a shift and you're not seeing the Lord moving, I would really, really encourage you to look around, because they're
stir
happening.
Up your life a little
it's
bit.
It's happening.
Man.
Yeah.
Step out of your
exactly.
comfort zone. Find some
places, because it's
find
happening.
Some Jesus crazy somewhere.
Seriously,
I'm loving the craziness that's happening. At
I
Lighthouse.
Say the word weird all the time. It used to bother me when they would say things about being weird. God is a supernatural God. So, but I look. Someone finally told me the definition of weird is supernatural. Did you know that?
That is, yeah.
So now it's like, oh well, you call me weird if you want. I mean, I'm just like my father. That's
yeah.
it.
I mean, the goal is, and always is, with the program that, we want you to walk in the fullness of the calling of God on your life.
Yes.
That's why we're here, to stir you up, to egg you on, to push you into things that you might be uncomfortable doing now, but as we continue to just wear you out, per se, for lack of a better term,
we're
going to get you to do something for the Lord.
Yeah, we want you to be equipped. We've been going over a lot of foundational things that maybe some of you that are more seasoned may have already known, but there's something stirring. There's something that we're being asked to be reminded of that's very important to know. These things that we've been sharing with you over the last few weeks, we want you to remember them, to use them, and to apply them. You can apply these things in your life, in your everyday life. So,
the thing that I hear the most from the Lord is practical.
Yeah, right.
Just everyday life, bringing the gospel to your workplace, bringing the gospel to your neighborhoods, your kids' ball fields, every area of life that we're experiencing, I believe God wants to go with us there and begin to do things in the lives of people that are extraordinary.
Right. It's like, it's practical, but it's supernatural. So there's a way that you can operate in the supernatural and be very relatable to people, and they don't even realize what's happening, you know, but you're operating with the Holy Spirit and you're listening to Him and you're knowing how to pray the right way for people. And we're going to talk about that more.
Yeah, I mean, it's being week. In authority. That's what we talked about last week.
Look at that segue you just did,
you know,
there.
We're rolling into that again this week because there's just so much to say about it. We may not there get is. The whole weekend, but it doesn't matter. We'll change topics when we run out on it. But I just love this topic because we have got to understand who we have been made to be in Christ.
That's right. And God wants to show, we're telling you about how we're seeing the move of the Lord. He is wanting to show His strength in His people, but it's required of you. You have a choice to make whether you want to apply these things in your life or not. We can't make you. No one can make you. You have to make that choice. And so we're going to put it out there. We're going to encourage you to do it. And, you know, it's up to you whether you want to or not.
Well, we've been basing everything on the foundation of Matthew 28:18, and says this: Jesus said, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth."
Hallelujah.
So, you know, we see Jesus is now a dual citizen of heaven and earth because He was created in the likeness of men. We see that in Philippians, being found in the form of God. He humbled Himself and took upon Himself the form of man, and even humbled Himself even more to the point where He died and gave His life for us so that we could be given the same authority that was given to Him.
That's right. We have Jesus' authority, His name and His position with God. It was given. You are in Christ, and therefore you have all the power that Christ has. And this is what we've been talking about. We've been drilling into you guys. So it's so cool. You know, all God's power and authority is in you already. You already have it in you. It was the gift that was given to you the day that you asked Jesus into your life. And so now it's time to rev it up. It's time to rev it up.
We have dominion. I did a message series one time, or it was really just a standalone message, but it said, "Don't be a minion, have dominion."
Oh, well, isn't that like a clever little saying there?
You know, because Satan wants us to be his little minions.
Right.
He wants us to run around doing all his little evil deeds. And, you know, if
Getting
you've ever watched
the
minions, they are sneaky, tricky little guys that run around doing all these things and listening to their evil boss and fulfilling all of his stuff, and that is the position that Satan wants you to take in the earth.
That's right.
He wants you to be his little minion. He wants you to run around. You know that one of the number one minions, you know what his name is, right?
No, I've never seen
movie.
Is it Kevin?
It really
is. Gosh, come on.
I'm like, are you kidding me? Of all the, you know, things, I get to be a minion.
Only if you say so.
He was one of the
penguins. Did you guys catch that?
remember the 3-2-1 penguins back in the VeggieTale days? There was a penguin named Kevin as well.
Oh, that's
funny. Y'all might remember that.
Yeah. Well, you know,
when my kids were all fresh, everything was, you know,
fresh.
I was memorizing Lion King verbatim, you know, because I'd seen it a million different times.
Right, right. Well, you know what? With the authority that you've been given, you can command any mountain to move in the name of Jesus. We've been given this authority. You don't have to be a minion. You know, Satan only has the authority that you let him have. He only has that ability that you give him, you lean into, you agree with. And so we have to remember this authority because we have been given it to command any mountain or problem that we have to move. You know, those things in your life that are in the way from you operating in the fullness of life and joy and peace and all those wonderful, you know, fruits of the Spirit, it requires a move on your part. It requires an action, right, Kevin?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we have got to just live our lives fully and you know, just under the authority that God has for us. You know, we've got to just step into every position that He wants us to be in. And, you know, we have to really, I believe, step into the role of being, Jesus' representative in the earth.
Yes.
And, you know, if we do that, we got to kind of go back and look at Jesus' life and his ministry. And
right.
Go, well, what did he do?
Right. He was our
That's
example.
That's probably what we should be doing. And
right.
I think that today's topic is really right in the pocket for exactly what we saw Jesus doing. And that is, I want us to talk a little bit about using our authority over sickness.
Well, right. We learned that you can use your authority over protection. We talked about but let's talk about how we use our authority over sickness. You know, this
exactly.
is something that, you know, everybody needs to know and understand, and we put up with way more than we're supposed to.
We really do.
Yeah.
Well, the bottom line is this. The sick are healed in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Yeah, Acts 4.
I want to say that one more time. Because there's some people out there that they need to hear this.
They do, because you're not
the
talking
sick
about
are healed in
are.
Jesus' name.
That's right.
It's available for you.
Right. That's
what
right.
were you going to say? I didn't mean
no,
to.
Acts 4:29-30
yeah.
says, grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. So
you know,
Cher,
there's a lot of argument that people give that say, well, signs and wonders were back in the book of Acts.
Yes, they
no,
were.
And
but
the
for today,
they're like, oh, that went away.
Aww.
It's gone.
Yeah.
That was a time when the disciples were here and all that. And I just can I just kind of debunk that a little bit today?
I would just say, well, if you
know.
Say so, you're not going to see it in your life if that's what you're saying.
Signs and wonders were happening Sunday.
They were happening at my house.
Happening
Saturday.
At your house. They're
yes.
happening in Circle K parking lots and
Correct.
Home Depot and
That's
everywhere
right.
I go. I am seeing signs and wonders happen. So you will never convince me
right.
that
right.
signs and wonders and miracles and healings and the things that people are saying, well, that was then, this is now. No.
Well, and that's what happens in your life. You know, your words are very powerful. So if you choose to say that those things are not for now, you're not going to see them in your life. You know, you're not going to, if you don't believe and that's what you speak, that's what you can have. We have power in our tongues, whether it's good or bad, you get to choose. And so if people are saying that, it's unfortunate because you're absolutely right. We're seeing all of these things and we're seeing people healed of all kinds of sickness and illness and disease and Hallelujah.
What are we standing on? You know,
That's
we
right.
got to be standing on the Word of God. If I am dealing with sickness in my body, I'm going to scriptures like Psalms 91:10.
Oh, love me
you
some
know,
Psalms 91.
Like, no evil will conquer you.
That's right.
Okay, I've had evil attack me.
Right, but it will not
I've
conquer.
I've had sickness attack me, but it will not conquer me. It says, no evil will conquer you and no plague will come near your home.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
I just gotta stand. I have to stand on the Word of God at times in my life when, you know, we live in the era of COVID and everybody seems to think there's another run happening. It's all going everywhere.
Yeah, I think sometimes.
I'm hearing about people getting it. It's,
yeah,
you know, it's okay,
right.
though.
I think sometimes those are colds. I think we've forgotten that some people just get colds sometimes. You know, everything's turned into this exaggerated fear. I mean, it used to be you could have a cold and still go somewhere. You just
right.
didn't, you were cautious and you
well,
washed your hands.
The problem
and
is that everybody thinks they're going to end up on a ventilator and
right.
die.
There's a fear
attached.
There's a fear attached to
and
it for sure.
What, 96% rate of people that don't even have anything but
you don't have to have
over.
Sickness in your body. The Bible no. says that
so,
no plague near comes near your home.
Exactly. So we've got to just stand on that, on the Word of God. And
yeah.
when a plague tries to come to your home, you take your authority. You
well,
take
right.
your authority in the name of Jesus.
And that's what I had to do
and
this
you
week.
And to speak to it. You
that's
begin
right.
to tell it. It has no place in your
that's
body.
Right.
It has no place in your home. We do not accept
that's
sickness.
Right.
You know, I heard this a long time ago. It says you got to fight a cold like it's cancer. When it comes
I mean,
to the Word of God.
Right.
Because if you allow something little in, then you're just opening.
I mean, that makes sense to me.
Bigger.
Well, you know, my husband came home. He was around a bunch of people at work, got a cold. And I said, you are breaking the law of the Lord.
Yeah.
You are not welcome here. I declare Psalms 91 over this house. You are not welcome here. And then I said, Daddy, take care of it in the name of Jesus. This sickness has to leave. And I commanded it out and he started feeling better the next day. And the next day it was almost completely gone, you know. But we have to stand on the word. We have to stand our ground against this stuff. And you're right, not have exceptions where we fight a little harder or a little right. less. It should sure. all look the same. You're right.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is God isn't going to override our authority that's been given to us in the earth. And Jesus restored authority back to us, you know, in the cross. But, you know, he gave Adam authority and he didn't override Adam's decision to relinquish that authority to Satan either, Cher. And we have to begin to look at sickness and we have to take authority over it in Jesus' name because authority has been restored back to us. We've lost our authority. We've already talked about that on the program, so we're not going to go into detail on that. We've lost our authority, but then now God has given us authority back through Christ. But if we don't exercise our authority, you know, God's not going to override our authority. He's going to go, you have to step up. I set this whole thing up so that you would have to make the demand. You would have to place the responsibility on your words, agreeing with my words, to step into that position of authority when it comes to sickness and then begin to see victory over it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking about your symptoms and your sickness, you're relinquishing your authority to Satan, as Adam did in the Garden of Eden. It's like you're coming into agreement what you're putting your focus on and what you've decided to accept to be reality. And so that's where we've got to make sure that our authority is in alignment with the word and we're not just saying, oh, well, you know, I'm so sick and tired. Have you ever heard how many people say that? I am so sick and tired of blah, blah, blah. And it's like,
Lord, help us.
Right, I just
to control our tongue.
I call people out. And what's a really good way to do it is just say, well, if you say so, and then they go, you realize, or they say, I could have just died when that happened, and you're like, oh my gosh, what are you
killing me?
Right, and you're like,
no, it's not.
Yeah, you say if you say so, and then they go, oh, I come out of agreement with that.
Yes,
you know?
Yes,
right.
That's what you got to do. You just got to correct yourself.
Right,
but we do roll that way, don't we?
Yeah. I heard this example used. It said, don't call the dog if you want the cat. If you want the dog, you don't step out on the front porch and say, here, cat, here, kitty, kitty. You say, here, dog. When you do, you're taking authority over the dog. And that old dog just comes running right up, wagging his tail, right? I mean,
right.
That's
what
just kind of a
have
funny
a
example.
Cat named dog, though.
Kevin, are you making this confusing on purpose? You're so funny.
I had a cat named Dude one time.
Oh my gosh. Well,
and my dad was literally out on the porch and he was calling the cat. And he's like, you know how you do your little funny animal noises?
Yeah.
He's like, dude, come here.
And
there were some construction workers across the street. And they looked over and they're like, be quiet, man. Be quiet.
They're all
go back to the house.
They're
he's
all
like, oh, I'm just calling the cat. Sorry. You know? And he's like, dude, come over here.
Well, you know, my point was, before we regressed into that funny story, but don't call the dog if you want
exactly.
the cat. And don't call for sickness and disease if you want to be healed.
That's right.
Use your authority and command your body to be healed in Jesus' name and stick to it.
I think it's that it boils down to by faith we call those things that be not as though
they
are.
That's
okay?
Right.
So what we're really trying to say is, you know, you've got to be in agreement with God's word as the final authority, even over your situation, your circumstances, and your feelings and what your body is telling you. You know, our body will tell us things and it's made to do that.
Right.
We have pain to let us know there's a problem.
Right.
So when we find ourselves in pain, though, we don't have to agree with the pain. We can go to the Word of God and say, well, Lord, I have this pain, and by Jesus' stripes, that pain is going to be healed right now, and I take authority over that.
That's right.
And whatever's going wrong here, Lord, I set it right,
right.
in the name of Jesus
right.
with the authority that you've given me.
Exactly.
I am going to exercise that authority, and I'm going to say, by Jesus' stripes, I was healed, I am healed, and pain, you have to leave. See, we got to speak to those things. We just tolerate them way too
much. Right. I heard another story. You want to hear this?
It says,
this pastor was in this healing room after the service, and, you know, this woman walks up. She's got cancer in her stomach, and she's very sick. She looks, you know, pale like death. She's
sure.
walking barely, you know, and as they approached her, they laid hands on her in a very, like, authoritative voice, and sometimes you do have to, you know, be authoritative and project that out of your spirit. You know, I'm not saying sure. you have to yell when you pray, but this pastor did that. He said, you foul, unclean spirit, take your hands off of God's property in the name of Jesus, who I am and who I serve. You come out of her. He knew that this was an evil spirit. Yeah. And so she spit out the cancer on the floor. Oof. So they said it was the size of a fist. I mean, that is really crazy. But, you know, she jumped up.
I've seen it, actually.
Jumped off the bed. Yeah, she jumped out of her bed and started running around the room shouting, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed. So hallelujah. You know, there's authority because of not who you are, not what you're capable of doing on your own. It's whose you are, who is in you. It's Jesus. It's having trust and full understanding of the power of Jesus being in you. So,
yeah, I mean, we have got to begin to step into the position of authority over sickness and disease in the earth that God has intended for us to walk in.
That's right.
It's time, guys.
It is time.
We can't keep tolerating all of this. We have got to stand on the word of God. We've got to rise up as believers and be who God has called us to be, the healers.
That's
just
right.
As Jesus was the healer,
that's right.
He's called us to be the healer.
I'm declaring and calling everybody out there. You've been on the offense or the defense. I'm sorry. You've been on the defense. You've been just trying to, you know, stand in that corner and kind of punch your way and all this fear is coming at you. And these are the seasons that we've been in. And God is really strongly saying you need to step up. You need to step out and you need to start speaking up and fighting. We need you to pick up your sword, which is the word of the Lord. So pick up that sword and swing.
Hey, man, I like this topic.
Me too.
I want us to keep going
all the time. Yep.
But for now, we're going to take a quick break. I want you to hear some of the amazing things that are going on around the church and some different things and people that have sponsored the program. We're just so grateful for each and every one of them. We'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Joyful. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is a place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am.
Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for discipleship encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided. All right, we're so glad that you guys are back. It's Kevin and Cher with Turn the Light On.
I'm back.
You're back and I'm back.
Are you back?
Yep.
Yes.
I love it. So we've been talking about healing and authority and how it pertains to vanquishing sickness in
the
earth.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, I want to see a day where sickness just...
Yes.
You know, that there's history and results that have happened through revivals of the gospel where hospitals were just
cleared
emptied.
Out. Oh, yeah.
Empty.
John G. Lake, the whole
bars
state.
Bars were
whole
shut
state.
Down in entire cities. Out of business.
And you know,
people just got on fire for God.
Yes, it's not all the pastors and all the people that you see on TV. It's when you
it's
and
a
I,
one-on-one.
It's when all of us start
revival.
Yes, when we all start stepping into our authority and truly understanding that Jesus is in you.
Come on.
It just opens up a whole new understanding. Yeah, it's coming.
Time.
Oh.
It's happening.
It's coming.
Come on. 1 Peter 2:24 Cher says, "He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we could be dead to sin and live for what is right. By his wounds you are healed." You see, as we begin to live for what is right, Jesus and the cross and everything that he did for us, we're going
right.
to see that personal
That's
revival
right.
in our city.
That same authority is on the inside of you right now.
That's
and so
right.
you can heal yourself through Jesus. You can use it to heal others, and you should be. You know, there's no more waiting around for other people to help you. You do it.
I find sometimes it's easier for me to pray for others than for myself.
Sometimes.
And, yeah. You know, but I want you to know that, you know, you have the authority to pray over your own body as well.
That's right.
And to see results and to
right.
see those things. So if we were going to do that, Cher, I mean, could you give us like maybe a sample or
yeah, let's pray.
A type of prayer? Or we're just
yeah.
pray a prayer, but
yeah.
remember this prayer,
I'm
guys.
I'm going to say it the way
it.
That I would say it. How
yeah,
about that?
Write
we'll
it
say
down.
It that way.
Write
right.
it down. Go back through the podcast and take a minute and write it down.
Yeah. So let's do it. So, Lord, I take authority over my body right
That's
now.
Right.
And I say, body, I command you to get in line. I rebuke every symptom in my body right now in Jesus' name. And according to 1 Peter 2:24, I am healed by Jesus on the cross. I was healed by Jesus on the cross. Body, be healed and be made whole from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I take my healing. I am healed. Hallelujah.
Come
and you
on.
Just start thanking him that you are
right
healed.
There, wherever you're
you
at.
Are healed. Start
healed
thanking
right
him
now.
That by the blood of Jesus
Thank
and
you,
you
Jesus.
Have been made whole and that sickness can't stay in your body
right.
anymore.
You are, you know, the person who is in complete authority.
That's right.
In this earth. So stand in that right now.
That's
guys.
Right.
Stand in that and be the healed. By the cross of Jesus, by his stripes.
Yes.
You were healed. So stand and be healed right now in this moment.
Yes.
We're so
Hallelujah.
Glad to have each and every one of you listening
yes.
to us here on the broadcast. And share. I just enjoy being here with you and hanging out.
It's been fun.
We
it's
hope
so
you guys
fun.
Have a blessed day.
You have a See great Monday. See you tomorrow.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.